Sports 1. Part A. Micro listening.
Communicative function. Conversational formulas. Drill 1. Listen to the following 10 sentences carefully. Then read the 4 choices and choose the one which is not an appropriate response to the sentence you hear.
1. How do you do?
2. Hello. How are you?
3. How's everything?
4. That's very kind of you.
5. Thank you very much for your help.
6. May I come in?
7. Do you mind opening the door for me?
8. Would you like a cup of coffee?
9. Sorry I'm late.
10. Goodbye.
Drill 2. You'll hear 5 pairs of requests and answers. Each will be read twice. Listen carefully and write down what you hear.
1. Would you mind passing me the salt?
Here you are.
Would you mind passing me the salt?
Here you are.
2. Do you think you could show me the way to the library?
Yes, of course.
Do you think you could show me the way to the library?
Yes, of course.
3. I'd like you to do me a small favor.
With pleasure.
I'd like you to do me a small favor.
With pleasure.
4. Post this letter for me, will you?
Certainly.
Post this letter for me, will you?
Certainly.
5. Could I see Dr. Brown, please?
I'm sorry, but he's in conference now.
Could I see Dr. Brown, please?
I'm sorry, but he is in conference now.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Do you like sports?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Have you read about the World Cup in today's newspaper, miss?
Yes, I have.
Are you interested in football?
Well, yes.
I am. Wonderful game, football.
Yes, it is. Now, what shoes can I show you, sir?
I like all sports and games.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Football, cricket, swimming. Can you swim?
I'm not a good swimmer, but I go swimming sometimes.
Tennis. That's a good game.
Yes.
I'm interested in tennis. I never miss Wimbledon, you know. I see it every year.
Oh?
And what about running? The oldest sport in the world. Wonderful. One man is trying to run faster than other men. Do you run?
No. I just play table tennis and swim, and I walk quite a lot. Now, what kind of shoes do you want, sir?
You don't play golf, then?
No, never.
I really like golf. Mind you, I like all sports. Games as well.
You're a real sportsman, sir. Perhaps you want some tennis shoes or running shoes.
No.
Football
boots? No. I want some carpet slippers, like those.
Carpet slippers?
Yes. I want to be comfortable when I'm watching television.
Question number one. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman?
Question number two. What did the man seem to like to do?
Question number three. What did the man mean by saying, "I never miss Wimbledon"?
Question number four. Why did the man come to the woman?
Question number five. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing words.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Have you read about the World Cup in today's newspaper, miss?
Yes, I have.
Are you interested in football?
Well, yes.
I am. Wonderful game, football.
Yes, it is. Now, what shoes can I show you, sir?
I like all sports and games.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Football, cricket, swimming. Can you swim?
I'm not a good swimmer, but I go swimming sometimes.
Tennis. That's a good game.
Yes.
I'm interested in tennis. I never miss Wimbledon, you know. I see it every year.
Oh?
And what about running? The oldest sport in the world. Wonderful. One man is trying to run faster than other men. Do you run?
No. I just play table tennis and swim, and I walk quite a lot. Now, what kind of shoes do you want, sir?
You don't play golf, then?
No, never.
I really like golf. Mind you, I like all sports. Games as well.
You're a real sportsman, sir. Perhaps you want some tennis shoes or running shoes.
No.
Football
boots? No. I want some carpet slippers, like those.
Carpet slippers?
Yes. I want to be comfortable when I'm watching television. Passage. The City to Surf.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
In Sydney, there is a special long-distance running race called the City to Surf. The race takes place on the second Sunday in August every year. More than 23,000 people run in the race. The race is 14 kilometers long. It starts in the center of the city and finishes at a surf beach called Bondi. That is why it's called the City to Surf. All kinds of people run in the City to Surf. Some people take their small children in strollers. Other people take their dogs on the lead. Blind people and people in wheelchairs also take part in the race. Old people take part in the race, too. In 1981, the oldest runner was an 81-year-old man, and his sister Linda, 76, was the last runner to finish. At the end of the race, an official writes down the runners' names and running times. The newspaper prints the names and running times of the competitors a few days later. In 1981, the first runner took just 40 minutes to run the race. The last runner took 2.5 hours. The first man and the first woman to cross the finishing line each received a trophy and a free trip to San Francisco in the United States. There, they ran in another long-distance race.
Question number one. What is the city to surf?
Question number two. Where is the race?
Question number three. When is the race held?
Question number four. Who takes part in the race?
Question number five. What can't be inferred from the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and write down your answers to the following questions.
In Sydney, there is a special long-distance running race called the City to Surf. The race takes place on the second Sunday in August every year. More than 23,000 people run in the race. The race is 14 kilometers long. It starts in the center of the city and finishes at a surf beach called Bondi. That is why it's called the City to Surf. All kinds of people run in the City to Surf. Some people take their small children in strollers. Other people take their dogs on the lead. Blind people and people in wheelchairs also take part in the race. Old people take part in the race too. In 1981, the oldest runner was an 81-year-old man, and his sister Linda, 76, was the last runner to finish. At the end of the race, an official writes down the runners' names and running times. The newspaper prints the names and running times of the competitors a few days later. In 1981, the first runner took just 40 minutes to run the race. The last runner took 2.5 hours. The first man and the first woman to cross the finishing line each received a trophy and a free trip to San Francisco in the United States. There, they ran in another long-distance race.
This is the end of Lesson 5.